Hey, this is Della's Dad. My name's Adam, and this is a podcast that chronicles what it's like to be a first-time dad and leans into the expertise and experience of other fathers. It's a discussion about one dad raising his daughter and a tool for all parents out there. At the very least, we'll have some fun with some serious topics that all parents can relate to. After all, we're in it for the long haul, right? So let's enjoy the dad experience and let's be good at it. On this week's episode, we chat with Rob from Chicago, father of one, a one-year-old girl. And we talk about, well, Della's starting to smile. So that's pretty amazing. She's starting to react to me. That's pretty amazing. We talk about that. We talk about how quickly time is flowing, the passage of time. And we find out when you have a one-year-old, what it's like when they're eating solids and all of the ups and downs and good and bad of that and a few other things as well. So hope you enjoy. Rob, finally, mate, after a bit of technical difficulties, thanks for coming on the show.
Adam, thanks for having me. Appreciate it. Yes, a little bit of a boomer technology moment on my end, but we made it through it.
Like I say to everybody, I want the episode to be shorter than 30 minutes, but we spent 30 minutes trying to figure out how to get connected. So I don't know how much time we have left.
This is going to be your longest podcast so far, for sure.
Did you ever see the skit on SNL, Kenan Thompson, what up with that?
I don't think I saw that.
No.
I'm not up to date on SNL.
I'm not going to go into too much detail. I'll just put the link in the show notes. Basically, the whole running gag is that they never get to Lindsey Buckingham from Fleetwood Mac because they always run out of time. And I think that it's like that with you. I'll be like, Rob, thanks for joining. Wonderful to see your face. Goodbye.
See you later.
Yeah. No, I'm already flying off the handle, mate. Like it's been, I guess Della's 2 months old now. We haven't spoken in a bit, right?
Yeah, it has been, I think, about a month. So she's the whole thing for you has doubled since the last time we chatted. So how is she doing? How is everything going?
It's crazy to think actually how different our conversation would have been a month ago. Cause I think a month ago we were still singing sweet lullabies about how wonderful she is and how relaxed she is and how she just sleeps. And the last month it's just all flipped on its head big time. Yeah. She's still sleeping a lot at night, which is great.
That's huge.
Yeah. Yeah. And I hinted at this in the last couple of episodes a few weeks ago where it was starting to be a little bit harder to put her to sleep or she'd be a little bit more fussy. That just seems to have amplified over the last couple of weeks. Like we've had multiple days now. Like I think it was the Labor Day holiday. We didn't have any plans to go anywhere, but we spent the entire day at home just trying to settle her. She wouldn't sleep. She's going through a phase where she just doesn't want to sleep now during the day. And it's like one of those things where it's not like she's awake, so you just go and do stuff. You're trying to put her to sleep. And she'll be quiet for 2 minutes and then she'll wake up, she'll spit the dummy and you'll go and settle her. Like you can't do anything else. So that's happened a couple of times now. Last Saturday, actually, not to go too much on a rant on this, but last Saturday we were like, oh, it's Saturday night. We've been invited to two separate things. I think we can make it work. Let's plan to take Della with us. It's a casual rooftop thing and then a casual dinner. And by the time the afternoon rolled around, we were already defeated and we were just like, we do not feel like going out. You know, that was probably the first time. I think Nick asked me this question earlier in the episode, whether I'd be the parent who would still go to things or just say no to everything. And I've realized at least on Saturday, I wanted to say yes, but Della just defeated us and we stayed at home. So that's what things have been about. There's been a lot of sleep regression and a lot of canceling of plans.
Yeah. And that's the thing where they kind of take priority. You have to be on their schedule. And as much as you want to do something, it's, hey, sorry, nap time or that's over dinner or whatever. But yeah, I think one of the things when you're saying with her kind of seemingly getting in a groove and then things change where you kind of get this almost false hope where you get a couple of really good nights. And then next thing you know, it's like everything's off the table because you think, oh, she's good. We're gonna be good for the next while here. And then next thing you know, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, and you hear a screaming baby, and you're up for the next 3 hours trying to get her back to sleep.
Yeah, exactly. When I was speaking with Johnny a couple of weeks ago, I was saying, oh, my time management has really suffered and we're showing up late to things. This last week was the first day where it wasn't, we're showing up late to things. It's, oh, we're just not showing up to things anymore because we just can't do it.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, they take priority over everything else.
Yeah. Yeah. How old's Georgie now?
So she's 13 months as of yesterday.
Yeah. Wow.
So we hit the 1 year milestone, which was very exciting to kind of make it past that.
Did you guys have a first birthday for her?
We did. We had a first birthday, kept it small, just had my family and Rach's family over. So she was loving it. Got to have her first bit of true sugar with a cake, which she absolutely loved. We kept that away from her until then. And she loved it, smashed it everywhere. But no, yeah, it was really good.
By a year, are they eating mm-hmm. full solids at this point? Like, what's the timeline on the transition from milk to solids?
She still does milk. So she does 3 bottles a day. So she'll do a bottle when she wakes up, and then she'll do a bottle kind of like 2 o'clock right before her second nap. And then she does a bottle right before she goes to bed. But at this point, she's not getting the bottles purely for calories anymore. It's more so kind of to calm her down a little bit while still getting some calories. But predominantly her full calorie intake is coming from solid foods at this point. So it's right. been really exciting to kind of introduce different foods and see what she likes, see what she doesn't like, and then seeing her now as she's getting older, rather than kind of getting fed out of, you know, either giving her yogurt or giving her out of a packet or something, that she's wanting to be the one that's actually feeding herself, which is really cool to see that evolution of that happening so quickly too.
Yeah, I guess at the moment with Della and for the foreseeable future, like, it's milk for her, right? And in my mind, I'm kind of scared of moving to solid yep. foods because I've only heard bad things. I've only seen bad things, right? They get the food all over them, so they always create a mess.
From like a choking perspective or
gagging? No, just like a pain in the ass. Just like they're covered in food, their poos smell worse. You know, like right now, Della's seem more or less fine. It just seems bad. I'm kind of in this mind frame of like, hey, Jess, can you breastfeed for the next 12 to 15 years, please? Or at least until they're toilet trained.
So I didn't see any, like, the whole poo thing didn't bother me. I had heard that as well, going from like milk to solid food, that the whole poo situation was gonna change quite a bit, and fortunately that wasn't too bad of a transition on our side. But I will say that now, especially that she's eating herself and feeding herself essentially for the most part, she becomes pretty dirty by the end of it, where her dinner time is fine because it's kind of right before bath. So if she gets all caked up, that's all right. But breakfast and lunch, she's got yogurt in her hands and she's rubbing it in her hair. So it ends up being a little bit of a extra cleanup period afterwards.
Just shave her head, mate. It'll be easier to clean afterwards.
Oh yeah. But she doesn't have much hair yet. So she needs everything she can get.
Do you take her in the shower with you?
No, we're bougie. We give her a bath every evening, and she's got like play toys, these little plastic toys that she'll play with in the bath. She's got this Scuba Steve guy where if you pull the string, his flippers go. So right. it's fun. It's she loves it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a whole production. She loves it.
We've gotten into showering. Like, I'll just take her in the shower with me. And it's funny because I think it was the first episode of this show when I was talking to my mate Nick, who has 3 children, and he talks about how scary it is the first time you take them in the shower and all that kind of stuff. That was pretty nerve-wracking the first time, but we've done it so much now that I'm pretty used to it. And part of it is she'll go like 3 days without doing a number two, and then when she goes, she'll really go, and we'll use 17 wet wipes, and then Jess will be like, I think it's time for you guys to take a shower. And it actually works out well because my personal hygiene has definitely suffered. So when I shower with Della, it helps her and it helps me. But I don't know. I've just found like we like bathing. Maybe it's because she's still quite small and easy to hold. Like it's actually been pretty nice. And she loves the shower. Like she's reacted to it well, which is also quite nice. But yeah, that's an easy way to clean them. Just feed them or throw them in the shower.
Easy and quick. Yeah. Easy and quick for sure. Have you figured out any like apps that you're using that are kind of helpful in either tracking things or reminders or anything?
Yeah, funnily enough, a few weeks ago I'd mentioned an app called Cubtails, and I would recommend it. It can track a whole bunch of stuff. We would use it to track mostly her sleep, and sometimes, if we were good about it, we'd also put how much milk we gave her if we were feeding her out of a bottle. But honestly, the last few weeks we've sort of gotten out of that habit, and maybe it's hurt our preciseness with getting her down at the right time. But I think it's one of those things that our intuition and our understanding of reading Della's cues is a little bit better. And we're maybe a little bit better at looking the clock or whatnot. So even though I would recommend that app and I'm glad we have it, we've actually kind of stopped using it. I wonder with you guys being a year in, if you've found that where you'll just do something for a little while and it'll be great, but then you'll just stop because it's a natural progression, or you might return to it, anything like that.
We used one called Baby Connect, which I think is probably pretty similar, where you track their sleep, you track their diapers, you track their feeding. You can track milestones. There's a whole bunch of things you can track in there. And we were really, really diligent about using it for a really long time. Mm. I'll say probably close to a year, where we tried to input everything, start sleeping, end sleeping. And then kind of we just slowly transitioned out of that. So we don't really use anything anymore to actually kind of track anything she's doing. So it's just kind of we're pretty set in the routine, and we just kind of follow the routine from first bottle happens around this time, breakfast happens around this time, and kind of so on throughout the day.
Yeah. I wonder if it's got anything to do with the personalities of the parents, because me giving up on this Cubtails app after a month is pretty much in line with any other habit that I try and use, or any app. Like I'll use something for a month and then my attention will go off elsewhere.
I'll say that if it was just me, I probably maybe would have abandoned some things a little earlier, just because that's similarly more my personality. But I think Rach was, you know, she's more steadfast and than it, with a lot of this stuff than I am in some cases. So I kind of follow her lead a little bit and keep doing it. And I'm glad we did in some cases, because I think it helped just kind of to make sure that some of the things that we were doing, if looking at it maybe from like a data standpoint, that some of the things that we're thinking actually are working, looking back at how things went.
Yeah, for sure. Actually, on that point with Rach, with your wife, like, that's one of the good things about having a partner in this, of there being two parents, that you can lean into each other's strengths, or you can try and offset each other's weaknesses. Or if one person doesn't feel like doing something, but the other one reminds them, it's definitely a big help. So I think communication is key, is that, hey, like, what's the other thing that we need to be doing? Because sometimes I'll be on the couch and Jess will be doing stuff, and I'm like, I feel like I should be doing things, but I don't know what. So I'm just going to ask Jess in a nice way and hope she says nothing and allows me to continue watching TV.
No, I completely agree with you. And just like having somebody there to support, like if Rach wasn't there, I'd be in big trouble if I was trying to do this on my own. And anybody that's like a single parent, man, I give them so much credit, just because seeing the sheer amount of work that it is for two people to try to do, to try to put that all on one person is just, it's crazy. And I give somebody that's a single parent so much respect.
Yeah. Jess and I were actually talking about that the other day, because so Della, this phase that she's going through right now, I hope it's a phase. I alluded to earlier how sometimes she doesn't poop for like 3 or 4 days. She's been really gassy, like farting a lot, and all of the bad things that come with being gassy, about being uncomfortable and not needing to be settled. And apparently it's quite common between the 5 to 8 week mark. And Della just hit 8 weeks. She's about to be 2 months old in a couple of days from recording this, but not that I'm counting. Apparently between weeks 5 and 8, where they're going through one of their developmental leaps. I really have trouble with that word. Apparently they're like, their sleep gets disturbed. They're a lot gassier. Like there's all these different stuff going on. And I was just thinking with Jess, and there's nothing worrying, but it's been more work. And we're just saying with Jess, I was like, thank God there's two of us, because like you can at least take a break. Like she's been fussy all day and gassy and uncomfortable, and we can trade. So that's been probably, and I've talked about a lot of the challenging stuff with Della over the last few weeks, but honestly, the best thing happened last week. She's smiled at time to time and been a little bit interactive over, like since we've had her, right? But it was really this last week. Yeah. She's finally hit that thing where she'll see your face and she'll smile, or she'll react to the thing that you're doing, or you'll say something, or you'll make a noise. Like it's genuine. It's not like, oh, was that an accidental smile? Like you just, because you happen
or,
to fart.
Or she farted and she smiled or something.
Yeah. We noticed a lot of that where like for the last couple of months is like, it'll be a comfort smile. And now she's reacting to us. And she's done this a bit more with Jess because Jess breastfeeds her and whatever. But for the first time with me, man, like, oh my God, she was in the cot and I was getting her up from sleeping and she was just all smiles. And honestly, it was the best day of my life. I took photos of her in the cot smiling. It's like the background on my phone. And I just so happened to go out to meet a few friends for drinks that night. A friend was in town, actually Robin, who was on the podcast earlier this season. And we're sitting at a bar in the West Village and we're catching up. And because it's a Thursday night and because it's the West Village, there's a bunch of girls around. And inevitably, you know, you get to talking to people. And honestly, the girls, guys, didn't matter who, first person who was trying to get by me, I'm like shoving a photo of Della in their face. I'm like, look at my daughter. Look at what she did today. Is she not the cutest little SOB in the entire world? Like I was that person, you know. I'm at a West Village bar and it's all 20 somethings. Everyone's under the age of 30. No one cares about kids. And I'm just like, look at her face. So it's one of those moments, man. Like it's been 2 months in the making, but that's what's happened. And it's beautiful. It's really beautiful. So for any new dads out there, if you're not there yet, for me, it was the 8 week mark.
That was a big one for me too. And I'm glad you've now got to experience that, because that was one of the earliest kind of super, super special moments of being a dad. Was you look down, I think I was changing Georgie and she just kind of smiled. And it was the first time that it was, you could tell it was like a genuine smile, and it almost brings you to tears. And, you know, you wouldn't think that just somebody smiling at you would have that type of impact on your life. But just seeing that smile, seeing that little girl smile, like changed my life really for like going forward.
Yeah. I cracked a beer because I was home alone. Jess was at work and I was just like, well, I guess we're celebrating. And I put on some music and cracked a beer and I was just like, this is fantastic. And I'm like, I'm glad Jess isn't here. This is all for me.
I love it. I love it. I mean, you gotta celebrate. It's a huge, huge moment.
Because they said it's supposed to be good. They said, you know, wait till they start interacting with you. I'm like, I don't even know what that means. But then like, maybe it's just hard to articulate. You just have to experience it, which is good. So,
yeah, I guess there's just like so much thing, you know, so many things with it where you read about something in a book or something tells you, but it's hard on like understanding it until you actually experience it yourself.
Was there anything that someone told you, like whether it was advice or wait until this, you know, where you were just like, okay, sounds good, but you didn't really get what they were saying. And then when it finally happened with Georgie, that was like sort of an aha moment, anything like that?
Not necessarily like, you know, wait for this to happen, but somebody had said, just make sure you really enjoy the first 6 weeks. And I didn't really understand what they meant at the time, but kind of looking back, the amount of changes that are happening in that amount of time is just kind of remarkable. Having them go from just an absolute newborn to starting to have do little things was pretty crazy to see. And it just, it goes by in the blink of an eye. And then, you know, next thing you know, they're months and months or a year old. And you look back and you think, how could that have, it felt like so long ago that she was a newborn. And it really was only a year, where if we think about in our lives, a year just kind of goes by in the snap of the fingers sometimes. But in her life, the evolution that has happened in that year is unbelievable. And it kind of it in some ways goes by really, really quickly in our minds. But then also we look back and think, wow, was that it's only been a year. I can't believe it's only been a year that Georgie's been here.
Yeah. Yeah. The passage of time is really weird. I think you're right. Like 2 months in, if I think about all the phases in which I can picture Della since we've brought her home, it's changed a million times. Like my parents who are visiting, they're in New York now looking after my brother's kid. They'll come over and see Della on the weekends because they're a bit busy during the week. And every time my mum sees Della on the weekend, it's like, it's only been 6 days since the last time she saw her, but she's always like, oh, she's changed so much. And sometimes yeah. It's hard to tell when you're in it, but at the same time, if you're paying attention, that then you can. But when we caught up a month ago, I remember looking at, because we obviously spoke on FaceTime. I remember looking at Georgie and being like, holy cow, like she's not the kid that I remember. And we had only spoken 3 months prior to that, but 3 months in Georgie's life is like,
yeah, it's crazy. You know, and just the amount of changes and looking back is wild. And my mom did the same things with that your mom was doing. So I don't know if it's just like a grandma thing that anytime that you see them, you have to be like, oh my God, she's changed so much. But yeah, like in our minds, it's hard to sometimes see those changes because we don't have any big separation gaps from them. So it's kind of in our eyes, just more of that natural evolution where to people looking in from the outside, they're seeing these massive changes really, really quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. That's actually, speaking of grandparents, that's something that we've been trying to do is just be constantly sending photos and videos to each of the grandparents. Like Jess's dad is in Australia. Jess's mum is in LA. My parents are here briefly. They'll obviously be back in Australia when they leave. And we've been trying to be thoughtful with all of our family and Jess's grandma as well, just like send photo after photo, and they really appreciate it. And part of that is because they change so quickly, you kind of have to. I think that's actually maybe good advice. Maybe the good key advice for this episode is because time moves fast, and that's come up in previous episodes, make sure if you're lucky enough to have grandparents for the kids, you know, in their lives, like share lots of photos, because from the outside looking in, to use your words, Rob, things happen even quicker than when you're actually on the ground there. So, yeah.
I completely agree with that. I think documenting it, we've got technology to rely on. So we're fortunate in that regard. We don't actually have to, you know, put a roll of film in a camera and take a picture. But one of the things that we do is we use this app called Tiny Beans. And what it does is it, every single day you can kind of put a picture in it, and rather than kind of relying on social media and putting pictures on Instagram or whatever, you use Tiny Beans, and then you can give people access to your Tiny Beans account so that they can, the only people that can see pictures of her are people that you've given access to, essentially. And then you kind of make it a habit of putting at least a picture a day in, and then you can kind of go back from the start of her life to now, and seeing that that change over a year on a day by day basis, it's kind of cool. And then and it kind of prompts you to say, hey, look back 6 months ago and see, and then you can kind of really visually see those changes, which when you're in it, I think you kind of miss out on it a little bit just from from never seeing any big gaps.
Yeah, cool. I like the nudge where it's like you have to put something on each day, and then you just send it to the people who would happily look at it every day, which is like the kids' grandparents or whatever. And I'm definitely anti Instagram and all that. I tell Jess, like,
yeah,
let's try and minimize how many baby photos we have out on the world wide web. And I don't like my face on there. Not that people care about my face, but this sounds like a good sort of medium. Yeah. Awesome. I have to check it out.
But to go full circle, I will say that, if it wasn't for Rach doing it, I would have probably given up on doing it a long time ago. So I'm glad that she's done it and stayed so diligent on it.
Good. I'm glad. All right, Rob, thank you so much for your time, mate. I think we'll wrap it up here. Always good chatting with you, and looking forward to our next one. Thank you.
Thanks for having me. Sending you guys love. Say hello to little Della.
We'll do. Little dactyl. All right, mate. Talk to you soon.